ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's government is being urged to devalue its own currency and lift restrictions on foreign exchange reserves. Otherwise, economists say consumers will face an increase in the price of goods and services, which will have major impacts on families. As Belinda Cora reports, the warning comes as two large PNG businesses threaten to close down.
Times are tough in Papua New Guinea for businesses and consumers. But economist and Lowy Institute fellow Maholopa Lavelle says alarm bells have been ringing for some time, pointing to a 2014 survey by PricewaterhouseCoopers highlighting the shortage of foreign exchange.
And so that really speaks to the fact that there's a lot of backlog in forex orders to the commercial banks, and the Bank of PNG, which is its prerogative to issue foreign exchange to the commercial banks, and then they address those orders. That has not been adequate to meet the backlog in orders. So we've seen at least recently that there is a backlog of about 2 billion kina, which is roughly about 1.2 to 1.3 billion US dollars in orders that are not met.
Although the Bank of Papua New Guinea has increased its issuing of foreign exchange notes, he says it's still not enough.
And the Bank of PNG, which has about 11.6 billion kina in foreign reserves, has increased its monthly forex issue from about 60 million US dollars to about 100 million US dollars. But that still will not alleviate the backlog in forex orders. And so that has fed into the fact that we know anecdotally that companies operate at about 25 to 30% of their operational capacity. And that has fed in also to the fact that formal sector employment has fell year on year, at least except 2018, to about 15% lower than its 2013 level. So all of this has stemmed from the Bank of PNG or PNG Central Bank's insistence on keeping the kina at a crawling peg rate, which is essentially at a fixed level rate, and has not allowed it to depreciate to reflect its true value.
Meanwhile, the Manufacturers Council of Papua New Guinea is concerned the government isn't doing enough to address the challenges faced by businesses. Shay Scovell is the CEO.
And even senior public servants that say they want to, have competitive industries in Papua New Guinea. The issue is that when we talk about the problems, very little gets done. So if we look at, the high level issues, foreign currency, this has been going on since June 2014. The solution's very simple. Allow exporters to hold foreign currency accounts in PNG to incentivize people to bring their earnings back on shore. We continue to have a significant trade surplus, but we've got a chronic shortage of foreign currency coming into the country. Nobody's bringing it back.
This, he says, contributes to a lack of business confidence.
By the fact that businesses have not been able to pay dividends for, 8.5 years now, 9 years, and also businesses, their sales are down, 10, 20, as much as 50%, simply for the fact that they can't get enough of the inputs that they require to run their business.
Consumers are already feeling the pinch and says the cost of living is souring in most major cities and towns.
As a working female living and working in Port Moresby, my biggest fear in terms of the rising cost of goods and services is the increase in social issues. And when I say social issues, I mean law and order and other social issues like prostitution, but particularly law and order.
My greatest fear right now is, like I said, is unemployment spiking at a record high. And when I say record high, I don't even know if you've got data to actually back up how much unemployment we have in the country at the moment. And in regards to that, my greatest fear right now is the closure of industries or the stalling or the stagnancy of industries. We need industries to be running and thriving, and it cannot happen at the way we're going right now.
Maholopa Lavelle says the government can do more to protect the interests and consumers from such a very crucial economic time.
So government can do more by directing the Bank of PNG to devalue more quickly. It was government's direction from the fuel crisis that we saw, Puma Energy, at least the fuel shortage that Puma Energy brought about because they weren't accessing enough forex for their jet fuel. and for other fields more generally. And so it's directed Bank of PNG to release from 60 million to 100 million US dollars every month. And so it's really incumbent on the bank of, on the government to direct BPNG to actually address these forex issues, either through a devaluing of the kina or releasing more forex on a month-to-month basis. Government can do more in that it can accelerate its resource deals and also receive more of its loans and grants up front, which is a difficult ask. But all of this is to say that if it receives more foreign direct investment and more grants and loans denominated in US dollars, then it can increase the foreign reserves that it has parked with the Bank of PNG, and therefore then it can increase the month-to-month issue of US dollars.
And that was a PNG economist, Maholopa Lavelle, ending that report from Belinda Cora.